Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive the power and divinity and wisdom, the strength and honor. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. With these words from the book of the Apocalypse of the beloved disciple, St. John, we begin this solemn liturgy on this wondrous feast of Christ our Lord, of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, King of all that is, all that was and will be, all the universe. He who has created all things, as we shall read also in the second gospel at the end of Mass. Nothing that is was existed without him. He is the very being of beings, the very origin of existence. He, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, is God. But it is important to remember that when St. John in the Apocalypse says, the Lamb that was slain is worthy to receive, all these prerogatives of the divinity, it is also referring to the fact of the incarnation. As God, united with the Father and the Holy Spirit from eternity to eternity, no beginning and no end, he already has all these prerogatives. But here, and on this feast, we are referring to the second person of the Trinity, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the most holy, most blessed, ever Virgin, Immaculate Mary. We are speaking of the Incarnation. We are speaking of the fact that Jesus Christ is not only God, but he is also man. He is not only man, but he is also God. And everything that belongs to him as God belongs to him as man. So we worship him as the God-man. It is as the God-man who is enthroned here in our tabernacle in the most glorious and wondrous gift of the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, whom we shall receive, whom we shall worship, especially after Mass, in benediction and in the consecration of this parish and shrine and of every single family of this parish and shrine. It is this Jesus Christ whom we adore, who is the eternal Son of God the Father, who is in time the Son of Mary most holy. But it is he as God-man that we worship. It is he as God-man that is our Lord and King of all the universe. And so the prayers of the Mass of today, the readings and the propers, very, very much speak of Jesus Christ, who is true God and true man. And as such, St. Paul in his epistle to the Colossians, and again St. John in his gospel, when he has Jesus confronted to the petty, evil little king of the pretend king of Israel, Pontius Pilate, the agent of the emperor of Rome, none of which would be there if it were not for Jesus' will, he most certainly answers him. Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus does not say, I am. He says, who told you this? And And of course, he's not the king of the Jews. He is the king of everything, of the universe. Who has told you this of me? And Pilate very deprecatingly says to him, am I a Jew? What does that have to do with me? This is beneath me, as you are. Little did he know at that point he was his creator. Little did he know that in just a couple of years, maybe not even that much, he would be rendering an account to that same Jesus Christ in his final moment. In his case, a very horrible account, since he committed suicide. There was no hope for him. And so he then says, it is your high priest, your own people, who have delivered thee up to me. And he wonders, what is it that you have done? He doesn't realize he is speaking to holiness itself. As St. Thomas Aquinas tells us in the proofs of the existence of God, not only is he perfect being, but he is perfection of anything that is good. And thus, he is perfection also of truth and of anything that we esteem as good and holy. He is the holy of holies. He is the truth of truth. And of course, his kingdom is not of this world. Many times I wonder, and perhaps some of you as well, did I die and wake up in purgatory? Because most certainly this world in which we live is not a wonderful place. It is not a holy place. It is not a happy place. So that I die and wake up in purgatory? Now, purgatory is not hell, very similar to hell. But we can get out of it, as we will speak on Wednesday and Thursday, All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day, two of the most important holy days of Holy Mother the Church in the whole year. But it is not a good place. It is a place of suffering and of punishment. And this world, in many ways, is a place of punishment and of suffering. And we most certainly see it not only in our country and in the whole world, politically speaking, which is filled with evil and falsehood, with immorality, with murder, with injustice, and with lies. But we also find it also, as we find the same things invading Holy Mother, the Church. Did I wake up? Did I die and wake up in purgatory? And so on this day, we look at the reality. We look at the fact that, yes, this place, this world, is a place of wisdom. But it's also a place of lies and falsehoods. It is almost every other day that I find that someone who has told me how much I have done for them, how wonderful I am, how great I am, and of course the higher the pedestal where they put you, the longer the fall. It is a place of falsehood, of lies, of deceit, even of those who belong to the church. And so we must look to him. He is not false. He is the truth. And he is life. And he leads us, if we follow him faithfully and truthfully, not to hell, where we should suffer forever without end, but to heaven, even if we have to go to the suffering of purgatory. And so then we look to him. He is our King. He is our Lord. We must focus on him. And thus, all the other things that surround us, the sorrows, the pains, the sufferings that surround us, will remind us that we must focus on him. And all those things we must offer up to him, who is the Lord of lords and King of kings, to whom everything that is good belongs, to whom everything and by whom everything that is evil is refused and rejected into the fires of hell. So we must remember the liturgy of today. He shall rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. And all the kings of the earth, who are all evil for the most part, shall adore him. All nations shall serve him, because his power is an everlasting power, an eternal power, that shall not be taken away from him. So today we come to give worship and honor and glory to the one who is our all, who is our Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our end. And as we do so today, we once again give him all that we are. He says in the gospel also, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy being." And so it is, and so it shall be. And then from him we shall receive eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.